From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights Sunday under much tighter security. The reopening comes 12 days after the airport's departure hall was damaged by suicide bombers. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed that three Brussels Airlines flights will depart from Belgium's main airport. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used at the airport as it works toward a return to full operation.
In this construction, first four lanes, then eight lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage. 800 passengers per hour can pass through these lanes.
Meanwhile, Belgian police made several arrests following a tense confrontation between right-wing protesters and anti-racist youth in Brussels on Saturday. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged world leaders to keep up efforts to safeguard nuclear material so it cannot be used by terror organizations like the Islamic State Group. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said progress has been made, but the world remains a dangerous place with militant groups trying to get nuclear material.
Fortunately, because of our efforts so far, no terrorist group has yet succeeded in obtaining a nuclear device or producing a dirty bomb using radioactive materials. But we know that Al-Qaeda has tried.
The president added the summit's goal of reducing the world's nuclear materials is especially important in light of the rise of terrorist networks that would use them given the chance. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Reports from Mogadishu, Somalia say seven people, including three intelligence security officers, died in three separate shootings on Saturday. The violence came just one day after confirmation from a U.S. official that an airstrike had killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan al-Dor's death was confirmed on Friday. The Somali government last year put him on a most wanted list of 12 people involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. Kenya has marked the one-year anniversary of the brutal Al-Shabaab attack on Nairobi's Garissa University that killed 148 people, most of them students. As Mohamed Yusuf reports, families of the victims held a memorial service in Nairobi Saturday.
In central Nairobi, a handful of parents met in a public park to remember the victims of the Garissa University attack. The parents lit candles and one after the other stood to talk about their loss and to give words of encouragement to help others overcome their loss. In April 2015, a group of armed men from the militant group Al-Shabaab stormed the university before sunrise and started killing the students. Al-Shabaab militants said they attacked the campus in retaliation for Kenyan military operations in Somalia. The siege at Garissa went on for at least 12 hours. Kenyan security forces were severely criticized for their slow response. For now, Garissa University victims' families continue to overcome the pain. But many feel they have been abandoned by the state and their communities, as some continue to search for answers what happened that day at the university. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Syrian officials said Saturday the army had found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and children. Some of the bodies had been beheaded while others were shot. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the discovery of the grave. The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos Saturday. The group, including Syrians, was transported to the western Turkish town of Dikili in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect April 4th. Under terms of the deal, migrants who arrive illegally in Greece from Turkey will be sent back unless their application for asylum is accepted. In return, the EU will resettle thousands of legal Syrian refugees directly from Turkey, one for each Syrian returned from Greece. And heavy fighting erupted between regional rivals Armenia and Azerbaijan in the tense separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh Saturday. At least 30 people were reported killed. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.